Coming up on the show, comedian Sam Malcolm is in studio with us. We talk about his 2013 year in review, and boy, is it a doozy. And we also talk about some movie trailers, a little bit of Homeland. Man, this show is packed and respectful. All that and more today on the Mascot Wedding Show. Everybody, it's the Mascot Wedding Show, the internet's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake, and we are your podcast now. Podcast now. We are recording from Austin, Texas, here in the Hodge Pound, the crown jewel of the Hodgecast Studios, Hodgeloo.
That's right. I was just about to say Hodgeloo.
As they like to call it. And there, oh man, do we have any more intro, or is that it for a little bit?
That's it. Well, we normally do episode 260.
Oh, sorry. I believe this is episode 270. These shoes are made for
comfortable walking.
That's right.
Brought to you by Shoals.
There you go. We got a fun show in store for you, including a special guest. But first, David Hunt, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a while. It's good to see your face again.
It's been what?
It's been a while.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We're falling into that habit of, I forget how this goes.
But, man, I really honestly forget how it goes. Yes.
And I also like that I burned through quite a few topics of conversation. Yeah. Setting up, I was like, oh, I'm happy to see Mac again.
Really, when David and I show, when we show up to this, we should just not talk. Because yeah. Then this is what the show is. It's a talk.
But then I used to hate that about the radio show when we were doing it. It was like, all right, save it for the show. And like, all right, like the gulf between us grew wider. I was like, oh, I'm not talking to Mac as much as I'd like to. I'm saving it all for the show.
Guys, we have a very special in-studio guest. He is part of the comedy group Bad Boys, who perform every Friday night at Cold Town Theater. He is also a part of The Hustle Show.
Yeah.
Which David hosts and runs. And he is a good friend of ours. If he'd only turn off his goddamn phone. Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Malcolm.
World star. World star. I've been waiting all day to say that.
Just load it up.
You couldn't have said it any other time?
No, it's got to be on the intro.
Oh, is that how you're answering your fucking phone? Is that you just answer it and go, world star?
Who's calling you right now?
It's my girlfriend, Amanda.
Oh. Put her on the line. We can make that work, right?
I like how when the mics come on, it's my girlfriend, Amanda. Not how he was talking before
nope.
The show.
No, he was not, my main man.
Actually, he was. We're just trying to get him in trouble.
Yeah. She's listening, right?
Yes.
She will listen.
She's patched in live.
Oh,
I've
my
already
goodness.
Hacked into the system.
Well, we're on Ustream right now, if you just say hello. Yeah. We'll get that worked out, right? A Ustream?
Yeah.
That's what people want. Hey, Sam Malcolm, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And all the other. World star. Just throw another one of those in there.
We've tried to have you on in the past, but you're too damn busy.
Mm-hmm. Constantly doing things.
Yeah.
One time I was like, hey, Sam, can you be on the show tomorrow? And your text back just said, Ritas.
I said, what?
Ritas? I guess you're crushing some margaritas.
I think so, yeah.
That was my demand to be on the show.
Was it a Saturday or a Tuesday or an every other Wednesday? Then it was Rita Day.
Oh, it's Rita Day.
You got to watch out for that.
I'm just, to be honest, I'm very distracted by everything in this room. It's kind of like a visual paradise, and it's a shame that the only product of this is going to be audio because...
Yeah, it's a real, it's a man cave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll do a live video show once we have a good guest. that's worth it in our time.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let you know, man. What if you made a movie or a movie idea right now?
Go.
Ding. It's like half baked, but instead of weed, they're just really into margaritas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a title for this?
Oh man,
Lovely Ritas,
Salty Rims.
Oh god, no, you don't want to do a Google search for that.
Salted Rims.
That's like trying to look up to see if The Rock is gay. You know, you're not going to find a lot of good results on that one.
Is The Rock gay?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
That was something I did at my old job one time. Is someone was walking around going, "Hey, did you hear The Rock's gay?" And I was like, "There's no way that's true. Let me look this up on Google." Not knowing what to search, I just typed The Rock gay and hit send. and did not like my results. Didn't like the one bit.
I've been fooled so many times into typing in something and being like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
One time, I think this is the dumbest one, which is maybe why I remember it. I was drawing something that was referencing the old joke. You call a store and you'd be like, hey, do you have Prince Albert in a can? Prince Albert was a type of tobacco.
Yes.
And they'd say yes. And they go, didn't let him out. So I was Googling Prince Albert, which as we now, of course, know in our more educated days, is a piercing that goes on the head of the penis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I typed that in. At work, of course, and then I was like, God damn it.
Well, now there's the danger because any embarrassing Google search could potentially be what's on your phone when you pull it out of your pocket next.
Yeah.
You know?
I probably shouldn't say this, but I will. I was looking at some videos on my phone a while back, and I didn't know I accidentally downloaded one. So I was going through my photos, like, you know, the gallery portion of my phone, and right there is a little icon with that video that I downloaded. Did not know that.
So you're trying to show someone a photo,
yeah.
And then they go, what is that? And you're like, oh, crap, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I downloaded the trailer for Red 2.
Exactly. Yeah. So you get it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was so humiliating.
Why did you take a picture of that new Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I can't believe Delivery Man is a thing, by the way.
Well, I mean, it's a... It was a foreign movie that was a big old hit, but I can't believe someone saw that, the foreign version of it, and was like, yeah, this is going to work. This is going to work real well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Sam, thoughts on Delivery Man?
We'll edit this out of the podcast. So
I've avoided anything about that movie. Like, I can just, it's Vince Vaughn, right?
I think I watch a lot of FX programming, and so that's, FX is sponsored solely by ads for Vince Vaughn movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I saw a lot of ads for Delivery Man.
Speaking of, Anchorman 2 is coming out soon. Are you looking forward to it?
I already saw it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Saw it last night.
Without telling me too much, is it good?
I laughed my balls off.
Thank you very much. That's all I needed.
8 chuckles out of 10.
Yeah.
How'd you manage that?
It opened last night.
Did it?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, somebody, so I wouldn't have known it either. Somebody at my work was like, hey, Anchorman tickets are on sale. And I was like, I'll go see it. Yeah, I had like a 9 o'clock show, but I had to go see midnight. So I got a little tired towards the end. And I think the movie started so hot that I think at the end I was a little chuckled out.
Okay.
But yeah, it was good. I laughed more at that than Step Brothers. But I have a feeling that, you know how I feel like Step Brothers for me, the second viewing of it was the one that got me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was that way with the other guys.
And I feel like Anchorman 2, I'm worried that the second viewing might not be good.
Okay. Was it a full-ish theater?
Oh, yeah. It was packed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Packed and respectful. It was a... Well, this is the thing. Like, I've seen a lot of movies...
So I like sex.
Packed and respectful. I like my sex like I like my movies.
How's that?
Fat.
I was probably the least respectful in the theater just because I'm so used to the, like, theater laugh.
Yeah.
Like, ever since you start doing improv or sketch or whatever, you kind of... exaggerate your laugh to support your friends who are performing.
Wait, do you?
I do.
Okay.
I have.
I like to hold it back.
So you faked it.
A little bit.
I don't care for that. But proceed.
Have you guys seen the trailer for King Kong? Not King Kong. Godzilla?
Yes.
I haven't. I don't watch trailers anymore. Today was the first time I went out of my way to watch a trailer. And it was that new Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore movie because I read the premise of it. And it sounded ridiculous. So I was like, oh, this can't be a movie.
So you don't watch trailers anymore on principle?
Not on
principle. Or just that's how it kind of works.
Kind of a combination of principle and just not really like I'll see it. I'll see the link to it on like Facebook or something. And I'll be like, okay, cool. That exists. It'll be there whenever I want to watch it. And I'll just never get around to it.
Yeah.
But I was really proud of myself for completely avoiding all the Anchorman barrage. Like. Mm-hmm. He was on, you know, regional, you know, newscasts and stuff like that. Missed it all.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that either, which is part of the reason I'm looking forward to already buying the Blu-ray. They got me.
Yeah.
They got me. The Godzilla trailer looked really cool, but I was like, man, you know, it would be cool with his, because they don't show Godzilla all the way in it. You kind of see him in silhouette a little bit. But I kind of was thinking when I was watching, I was like, man, it'd be cool if a giant robot fought him. Like, it's kind of hard to go back. Even though I had some problems with Pacific Rim, it still was giant robots fighting giant monsters, and it's hard to go back from that.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, I feel like they're taking a more serious tone with Godzilla, which that sense alone sounds stupid.
Man of Steel ruined every cool trailer for me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Do you remember how cool that trailer was?
Yeah, I thought the trailer was super cool.
The trailer was super cool. I saw a trailer for this movie as The Orbit. Des Legends, les mots. Les Orbit, si, oui. See, fuck me. My fake French is garbage.
People realize that trailers are meant to sell you on the movie, right? Like, I see so many people who, the same people who get excited about a trailer are the same people who, like, go see the movie the first day and they're like, oh, that sucked. Like, I hate that movie and I hate everything about it. Like, because the trailer for Interstellar came out.
Yes, I did see that.
I did watch that one because, yeah, I'm curious. And then I saw a lot of people's like, I'll see you in November, buddy. I'll be first in line. I was like, buddy, you're the same guy who hates everything. Like, why are you getting excited now? You're falling for it again.
That Interstellar trailer had nothing in it.
It had nothing in it. No, I know.
I mean, no hint of a plot other than, like, it's got something to do with space.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what else told me that? The word Interstellar. There was one time when I was actively avoiding seeing a trailer because I really wanted to go in fresh.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound dumb, but it was Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. Mm-hmm. I saw Episode I when I was in high school. And it was one of the things where I was like, oh, this movie's awesome because I saw it opening night. And then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, wow, was that not so great? And then this is back in a time, which I'm ashamed to admit, I was reading Ain't It Cool News.
Okay.
And I don't know if you remember, like, someone showed that human Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
They showed him a version of Episode II early.
Right.
And he was like filled, you know, jeans upon jeans with his own jizz because he loved it so much. He's like, this is the... He almost Dark Knighted it.
Yeah,
he was like, this is a Star Trek movie we need, or Star Wars, whatever. It's the same thing.
This is the kids' movie we needed.
Yeah, this is the Star Wars movie we needed. And then I saw it, and I was like, this was such a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, something else interesting, based on, like, you know, oh, here's a 10-minute preview, or watch this 4-minute clip, or something like that, somebody took all the footage of Amazing Spider-Man, the Mark Webb movie starring Andrew Garfield. Who I believe, is he related? Did he create the comics from Garfield?
His cat is the inspiration for Garfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's weird because he's kind of... Oh, did he have the cat as a kid?
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. It's his dad's cat. His dad created Garfield.
Is his cat Garfield still alive?
No.
Oh, okay. Long dead.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so his dad was John.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
Garfield, crazy. Garfield, the real cat, got bitten in the neck by the dog who inspired Odie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because Odie, of course, Latin for a neck biting.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Well, yeah. Bite.
Sorry. Well, I mean, that's why there was the period where the Garfield strips didn't have Odie in it. It was kind of a cosmic punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put him down too.
So someone pieced together all the available footage from Amazing Spider-Man, and it was 30 minutes. And they posted that clip, and Sony immediately took it down, which is stupid because it's like, you put all this footage out here.
Yeah.
Somebody made it easy for people to see.
How dare you use our promotional footage against us?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is ludicrous, but I totally believe it because I remember thinking at the time, because I wasn't watching any of it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to go into that thing fresh.
I would love to. Weird. I would love to see some. Yeah. What are you going to find out?
You know what? Okay. Sorry. It wasn't fresh. It was disinterest because I was like, another Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Really? And then I saw it, and I was kind of like, well, I just saw a movie.
That'd be great if someone made like a bunch of YouTube videos trying to make trailers of the remaining hour and a half that they didn't use in the trailers. Just like this summer. And it's just like, you know, him walking through school or something, like getting kicked. I never saw the movie. Does it get kicked in a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
He gets punched at least.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see this
I'll
movie.
Never see it. Tobey Maguire for life.
We're going to make a That's podcast. Sincere. We're going to edit you out of this podcast so it'll be like Garfield without Garfield.
A lot less existentially enlightening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, you got the holidays coming up. What are your holidays looking up like?
You bet, you guys.
The in-depth interview that is.
Finally, I can chill Bad Boys.
What?
I'm going back home. For
fuck you talking about?
I'm going back home to Pennsylvania for the holidays. Spending with my family. It's going to be fun.
In, I believe, Pennsylvania, Dutch country. Is that correct?
Between Dutch country and Philadelphia.
Okay. How do you feel?
Right in the sweet spot.
Oh, so
like suburbs.
So like York?
Yeah, just about.
Okay, cool.
So do you, what do you prefer? Do you prefer, very, very good. David made touchdown arms.
I was really pleased with myself.
It's actually not that close. I just didn't feel like explaining.
No, that's fine. I'll take the joy over the facts.
Fair enough. So, I mean, are your people hoagie people or are they like rock candy people?
I don't necessarily think they're mutually exclusive, but they're for sure hoagie people.
Okay, well, I mean, let's get down to the heart of the matter. Are they Pat's people or are they Geno's people?
They're afraid of going into the city, people.
Oh, okay.
So they're parents, isn't
yes.
it?
But I do respect that question.
Yes.
I got very excited when I saw David had a whole platter of hoagies, tasty cakes, and peanut chews for
right.
the final best show.
Yeah. I had a real, really Philly style of watch or listening party.
I still have not listened to that.
Uh huh.
And part of me doesn't want to process it right now.
Yeah. It's without spoiling it, it's satisfying.
Like, please, I feel like it's impossible to spoil.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what you wanted in a show that you didn't want to end. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a satisfying conclusion. Yeah, and I thought I was going to like cry mm-hmm. several times, you know, before the actual show started. I didn't. It was just a fun episode to listen to.
We're referencing right now our radio / podcast hero, Tom Sharpling, ended his, what, like 14-year run?
13 years,
13-year
yeah.
run on his own show, the best show on WFMU, last night. So even though this will probably come out in April of 2015, we're recording this in December. So the spoiler alert, though, did he cry? Did he get choked up?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No.
You know what's weird? It's like, part of me doesn't want to listen to that or see that, but I also kind of like you sort of want it for some reason.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to make a reference that no one's going to get. It's like in Good Times when the dad died and the episode where they had his funeral, Florida, played by Esther Rolle, kept it together the entire time, and everybody's like, "What's wrong with her? She's being very mean about not crying." And then at the end, she drops the punch bowl. And she goes, damn, damn, damn. And she cries her eyes out. And it was a very poignant moment.
How dare you bring that up in front of me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sam.
Well, that brings us to something I was thinking about the other day.
Yeah.
What do you think Fast 7 should do?
Oh, man.
Because, of course, as everybody knows, Paul Walker, Brian O'Connor, in the Fast and Furious franchise passed away. Mm-hmm. Much to the dismay of people that like Twitter. Because it was filled with awful, awful jokes. And also, I'm sure, his friends and family.
Yeah.
But David and I recently had a run with the Master Pancake where I had made fun of Fast 5 a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I've watched Fast 5 now, I don't know, over 20 times or something like that.
Yeah.
And I've come to appreciate Fast 5. And so when Paul Walker died for some reason, even though I did not know him, I did was genuinely sad.
Yeah. Oh,
or not,
yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, genuinely sad.
I have a two-part response.
Yes.
The first part, I believe they should just have a quick bit of dialogue saying that his character went back to school to learn how to code and become a programmer, and he's going to clean up his act. And my second part is I've only ever seen the first Fast and the Furious when I was like 13, so I don't really know what his character is or does.
Really? Because I mean no offense by this, but those movies were made for you.
Yeah.
Literally. Those are your movies. Well, take them.
I got a good excuse to get back into them now.
Get back into them. Yeah, yeah.
Most of the Blu-ray comes on weights. So you can just,
yeah.
People may not know this, but Sam's pretty hardcore, bro.
No.
If you smash up the Blu-ray, it turns into protein powder.
Yeah, okay, so I'm on board.
Yeah, just letting you know, man.
Well, in that case.
But seriously, because it's like apparently they already shot half this thing.
Yeah.
And you want to be respectful. Mm-hmm. But you also don't want to, I mean, you got to do something with this movie.
It's
because it's like, yeah. Remember in News Radio, Phil Hartman, when he died, the next episode, it's like they pretended like his character, Bill McNeil, died.
Yeah.
And they had kind of like a funeral for him. But it was like the show saying goodbye to Phil Hartman.
Yeah. This is a really interesting situation because Paul Walker died in a car crash and he's making a car movie. Like,
yeah.
If Phil Hartman was making a show called Dr. Murder-Suicide,
yeah.
They couldn't really reference his murder-suicide at that point.
Yeah, Bill McNeil's having trouble with his mentally unbalanced wife.
Yeah, Andy Dick got her back on coke.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or Dandy Ick, I guess,
yeah, got her back on coke. Exactly. It's the kind of thing that a writer could figure out, but it needs a better writer than is writing Fast 7, if that makes sense. Like, you need someone who knows how to write a script, and instead of just like, and then this car explodes, and then this one is on fire.
Oh my god!
But like, yeah, I mean, they've shot over half the thing, so they have to release it. I mean, especially it has a release date of next June. It's locked in. You know, Paramount or Universal they're banking on that money.
Yeah,
look at it from a hypothetical. What if you were his brother? or his father.
Oh, so Vin Diesel?
Yes.
His brother Vin Diesel.
That's the thing. I mean, I feel like if they really wanted to be like, well, you know what? What if we had his character die in a similar way and we let the other characters be our proxy for our genuine grief? But it's kind of like you were saying, I don't trust the creators of Fast and Furious to pull off getting those like complex emotions.
Yeah.
On the screen.
and you're putting it on the audience to process it in the same way that the cast and crew are processing it. Yeah. Like, this might be good for people who know Paul Walker and have spent time with him, but for someone who just wants to go see a car movie, suddenly this is very heavy and they don't really know what to do with it. They might turn on it.
It might be, yeah. I mean, if they put one of those moments in there. So, yeah, I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, and of course, you know, this is all fun talk or whatever. Uh-huh. I don't know what the fuck that means. Delete. Beep, 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 beep. Editing sound.
Yeah.
Now we start over.
Hey, everybody, it's the Matthew Wedding Show. Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to put the pencil to it. And it's like, I finally decided, yes, they're going to have to release the movie. I don't really want them to or care either way. But certainly someone at the studio is going to be like, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Walker. So Paul liked charities. How about you? You let us release this movie without crying about it, and we'll donate some money to his favorite charity or something.
Well, I mean, he still—it's something you put a lot of work into. So yeah. I imagine you want to release. But if you notice the ads for Fast and Furious 6 coming out, instead of being like, you know, vroom explosion, cacao America.
Yeah.
Instead, it's just basically like it's a pan and scan of the art from the DVD cover, and it says, part of the proceeds from the sale of Fast and Furious 6 on Blu-ray, DVD, and combo pack go to Paul Walker's charity.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not even know that.
So, you know, they've sort of avoided being like, you know, I'm going to kill you, Paul Walker's character, and be like, no,
yeah,
or something. I don't know which character that was talking just now.
I think the one thing that's kind of been unspoken is that this really opens the door for Gone in 61 Seconds.
Uh-huh.
With Angelina Jolie and Nicolas Cage.
How's that?
They steal more cars in a little bit more time.
Yeah. The sequel would be Gone in 59 Seconds.
It's a prequel in that case.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they work their way up to 60.
Yeah.
Sam, I like it.
That's all the entire original cast back. Robert Duvall, Nicolas Cage, Giovanni Ribisi, I think, maybe?
Yes.
Scotty Conn.
What the fuck was I watching that Giovanni Ribisi was in the other day?
Were you watching Dads?
Oh, is he on that show? He is on that show.
Yeah.
Is he like half mental in that show too?
I don't know. That would involve watching it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like Seth MacFarlane's buddies.
Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. All right, let's just.
It's probably Boiler Room. You really love Boiler Room.
Yeah, I did.
Huge Boiler Room fan.
A big poster in my, in my bedroom. My girlfriend objected, but I kicked her out.
All right, Sam, don't tell us. David, over under 1.5. How many times has Sam seen Boiler Room?
I'm taking the under.
I'll take the over. Sam, how many times have you seen Boiler Room?
Just one time.
Oh!
I thought it was despicable. And like the fact that people think it's like a cool movie.
Uh-huh.
Just,
Well, it's about bros and finance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, exactly. That's right up your alley.
It's pathetic. Yeah, that maybe that's why I was a little too close to home.
Oh, man, you know what I do before I bang a chick? I fucking put on Margin Call. Margin Call, homie.
We make so much money. I make so much fucking money selling stocks to people.
Yeah.
I'm the fucking best.
What movie is that?
Well, I guess Boiler Room.
Okay.
Did you ever see Wall Street?
No.
Okay, because that was the thing. Is like, I mean, it's it's just Wall Street. And so, but it's so funny how they took this very like 80s, stiff, like stuffy movie and made it cool and hip for the new guys. It's like, this is still stupid. This is really dumb.
Did your college's sketch group already put out a movie where a Wall Street broker becomes a werewolf? Did that parody trailer already hit the net? My name is Jordan, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I'm a werewolf.
I like that, actually.
Oh, man.
Can we save that? Can we mail this to ourselves?
Yeah, let's do it. Speaking of Kanye West... Oh, I do not.
We were?
That was a song. Because remember in the trailer for Wolf of Wall Street, it had a black skinhead.
Haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, that trailer is actually awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think somebody, I was reading something and it was like trailer of the year. I think it was like an advertising thing, which makes sense. That was an awesome trailer.
Cool.
I bought tickets to go see Kanye West in Dallas on his Yeezus tour. And long story short, did not go.
What?
We were driving to Dallas. We got 8 miles from our hotel, which was in walking distance of the venue, and the icy road stopped us. We were stuck in traffic, and over the next 2 hours, we made it 2 miles.
Oh no!
And I'm not even going to tell you how much I spent on these tickets.
Yeah,
and it's like you know, somebody's got a joke loaded up. It's like, well, good news, you didn't go see Kanye West.
Right.
Well, how about this? How about you spend a lot of money on something you wanted to go see?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then you're like sitting in your car and like, all right, well, Kendrick Lamar's off stage. Maybe see Kanye West. And it was so annoying. And then when I went to go check, I finally made it to the hotel. Mm-hmm. We left and back roaded it all the way there. And I found out that part of the reason why the traffic was bad is because somebody, a truck jackknifed and somebody died.
Oh.
And so you're also like, oh, how's your night? Well, I'm alive. Yeah. You know, that's why these things are like, I can't even be like,
yeah, you're madder because you can't be mad.
Welcome to complaining about complaining with Mac. I can't even be fully mad now because I have to be happy that I'm alive.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, every day's a gift. Fuck you. But we made it to the hotel and the lady's like, oh, roads are kind of icy. Where are you coming from, Austin? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, how was the drive up here? Like, kind of like, I bet it was bad. And I looked at her and was like, just let the silence hang for a second. I was like, it was awful.
All right, well, I guess I'll just check you into your room now.
Yeah. Why don't you try that? Maybe the fact that I look like a bully. Look like I was, I don't know, trapped in a car for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe be able to read that hotel desk clerk.
Look like your wallet just ripped open and all your money fell out.
Hey, person checking into hotel room at 1 a.m.
Oh, God damn it.
He looks like a big piece of shit. Hey, you want to put up with my monkey shines?
Being elbowed by like all these revelers coming back from the show.
Yeah. Oh, but then what's funny is because of that ice storm, somebody took a picture of the American Airlines arena, and it was like it had nobody in it.
Yeah,
like you know, imagine you rent out American Airlines arena where a basketball team plays for God, I don't know who, like a high school play, like same size crowd.
Really,
it's like nobody was there. But somebody took this picture of this, you know, barely populated arena, and they're like, Dallas, look how Kanye West tour is failing. Fuck this guy.
What?
Or whatever. But I was so mad at American Airlines Arena for not canceling the show.
Yeah.
Which
no
I know is stupid. I should have sold my tickets, I guess, if I knew there was a chance.
Although I wonder, should you be mad at American Airlines Arena? American Airlines Arena? Or should you be mad at Kanye West? Because I know he was making a huge deal about the amount of effort it took to schlep his show from city to city.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of these things where it's like, look, no one's going to be able to come to the show tonight. And he's like, well, they already paid, right? So fuck them. Mm-hmm. Who do you blame for that?
God.
God? Pfft, damn it.
Well, I think he was on stage that night.
Yeah, so he was. I like.
He didn't have time to deal with the fiasco.
Yeah. There's a lyric in the Yeezy song where he's like, he's like, something, something. Like, I met up with Jesus. He said, what up, Yeezus? And then Kanye West just talks to him for the rest of the time. I was like, maybe ask Jesus a question. Why are you back? Are we all going to die? What's happening?
Yeah. You don't have time for that.
Yeah. Like, imagine, like God visits you, like, David. And you're like, oh, man, God, not now.
What a day I've had.
Yeah. Oh, my God. God, that's you. did you see the end of Homeland? I thought the last season totally redeemed season 3.
Is Homeland worth it?
Homeland.
No.
Really?
No.
Are you just saying that to be a contrarian?
No, well, I genuinely believe it's not worth
okay.
it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I really like it. What do you like out of TV these days? What are you looking for?
Excellent question.
I mean, like, you know, it's not going to hold up there like Breaking Bad or Mad Men, where it's like, oh my God, this is a drama that will echo in the halls of eternity. But is it super entertaining? Yes.
All right. Question for the room. Did you watch 24?
No.
Okay. But Mac, you watched 24.
I watched the first three seasons of 24. The first season of 24 was awesome, I thought. Mm-hmm. Second season I watched over Memorial Day weekend one day. Like my girlfriend at the time was out of town, and I like rented a disc from Blockbuster. Wow, I'm so dated here.
Yeah.
I was watching 24 on DVD at a Blockbuster. And
you sounded so young back then.
I finished a disc, and I was like, well, I guess I'll go to Blockbuster tomorrow and rent another disc. And then like 5 minutes of tooling around my house, it's like, oh, I'll get it now. I had to watch it. What about you?
I watched the first three seasons, or actually I started the fourth season. I was like, this isn't going to top the third season. So I checked out and never went back, even though I heard like it got insane and it lasted way longer than you think. Like if someone were to tell you, hey, 24 was on for like 13 seasons, you'd be like, okay, sure. But I never went back. But it's the same. It's the same creative team, right?
Yeah, it's guys who worked on 24. I don't know if they created it. Alex Gonza is the showrunner. So the plot of it is this guy Nicholas Brody.
Hmm.
He was an American soldier in, I believe, Iraq, or maybe, I don't want to do that. He's an American soldier in Iraq or Afghanistan. One of those places. Ah, I'm real smart.
One of those miscellaneous countries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's presumed dead, but 8 years later they find him alive, and it turns out he may or may not be a spy.
Right.
Working for a terrorist, and he's got a family that he comes back to, and they could not be more annoying. They are the worst. But I will say this about the show. You know, you think like it's got a storyline that they're going to drag out over an entire season. That wraps up by episode 4. It's okay. Something where it's like once season 2 hits, they just start burning through stuff and it gets crazy. And like, you know, things happen where it's like, man, this is a scene I feel like they could have, you know, strung out over 4 seasons. Instead of here, we're seeing it in like episode 4 or something like that.
Okay.
So it's pretty fast paced, but it's also kind of crazy.
Yeah. Are you still in or did you check out a while ago?
I checked out during season 3. The first season was great.
What was it about season 3 that made you check out?
It just started to get like real ridiculous and like way beyond its scope. Like the first season had this amazing scope of just like, is he a terrorist or is he not a terrorist? And like Claire Danes then was dealing with that as well. And then as the series went on, it just kept expanding until it was like cartoonish and comical almost.
Okay.
And the role of his family became more prominent, which was terrible.
I'll say at the end of season 3, his family disappears and you get some awesome stuff. So I'd say finish that season. At
Deal.
Least. It'd be worth it.
Okay. I feel like this is going to turn into like nerd talk or something.
Oh, we already talked about Homeland for 5 minutes. No one is listening to this podcast now.
Everyone reveal a secret and we'll get this back on track to what people want to listen to.
How does that feel, the fact that we just put these out there and no one cares?
Feels like the other 270 episodes.
I feel like I'm talking to my parents.
You know what 24 reminded me of? Maybe, I don't know. I was in like the AP classes or whatever in high school. And kind of like the people in those classes would always want me to hang out with them, but I never really wanted to hang out with them. And like one of their pitches was they would have like 20. I know it sounds kind of shitty and I feel kind of bad about it. This is my penance, I suppose.
You apologize to 2 people now.
With specific names?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Alyssa Brode and Brian Kervick.
I'm totally going to look them up.
Okay.
Facebook them.
They would have 24 watching parties and try to get me to come watch. Also, Lord of the Rings watching parties.
This was in high school?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. I mean, as someone who didn't have friends in high school, that would have been a nice in for me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I just go and sit and watch something with you guys?
What would have been yours, though? Like, if you were like, what's a show you were watching in high school that you would have invited people over to see? Like, you want to have a Homicide Life on the Street watching party?
You know what? Yes.
Hello. Is that show good? Well, they had the best character and they made him the worst character.
This engaging, electrifying character, and they just unplugged him.
Yeah. Has there any other show done that? The Andre Braugher played, don't you remember his name?
Pembleton.
He's basically the show's badass. Mm-hmm. He's the Wolverine of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him like a brain aneurysm. And then he was had trouble speaking.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if, like, Don Draper was confined to one of those things where he just has to beep to talk.
Oh, but it gets even better. I mean, because this guy was, like, he was the closer. So if they had a suspect in custody, he was the guy who went into the box and broke down the suspect. So, like, he needed his verbal skills. And so they gave him a stroke and it was like, you, and it's like,
could
no,
we see a scene between you two?
Sure.
A typical scene?
All right. I'll be a criminal. You're breaking me down.
Okay. You were in the store.
What?
The
what is this?
You do not.
Is this a joke?
Do not back.
Is this
talk,
a joke?
Back talk me.
Sir, would you like some help?
No, I got.
Hold on a second.
I feel like this is a wild.
I'll talk to this guy. I'll talk to this guy just out of boredom.
How are you not an actor who's given like a challenging role and just be like, hey, is this cool? Like, should I be doing, because Andre Braugher didn't have a stroke, but now he's got to play somebody who's like, I'm struggling through words.
What if he was into it, though? What if that guy was like, the writers really challenged me and I challenged them. I was like, oh, I want to do something else with Pimpleton. And they're like, fine, fuck you. We'll give him a stroke.
Have you guys seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
It's like the opposite of Homeland, where all the supporting cast is amazing.
Yeah.
And Andy Samberg is like, all right, I'll put up with this guy so I can get deadpan Andre Braugher.
I finally checked out of that show. Like,
yeah.
I gave it a good, I gave it a fair shake, but like, and the supporting cast was really good, but it just didn't hit for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would just watch it and be like, okay, this was an episode. I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, they were funny, but I never laughed, if that makes any sense at all. So, did you like it? I'm using past tense because I affected your opinion.
I'll watch it.
Oh, have you not seen it?
No, I have seen it. Okay, yeah, I like it. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Chelsea Peretti's great.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, shit. Sam Malcolm 2K13 wrap-up. Wrap up. David, any little support?
Wrap up.
Sam Malcolm, top album 2013. Go. Top single 2013. A song you liked 2013.
Good Kid, Mad City was my favorite. Is that 2013 or was that 2012?
I don't know. Who's that by?
Kendrick Lamar.
I don't know her.
My first instinct's Yeezus, but I don't just want to like say that to. Because that's what everyone else says. Yeah. Hey. But I don't really think that's.
Oh, believe me, I won't say it. So don't worry.
Say it. Don't spray it.
Ocean Spray.
Favorite movies: The World's End, Mud.
Hey, hold on. You don't
Upstream Color.
Yeah. Whoa.
Shut the fuck up.
The fuck are you?
Blues
doing?
Brothers 2000.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Look, we set you up and you answer.
Yeah, sorry. You are a guest in our home. This is our dojo, and you are beltless.
Can I put my shirt back on?
Yeah.
No. God damn. In fact, if anything, I'm ripping it up now.
Yeah.
Here, listen to this.
No, my grandmother.
Look, it's like I invited you into my house, and my wife made you some chili mac,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, hey, can I put my finger in her mouth, which is weird. Nobody knows what that means.
No.
Okay? So you need to fucking get it together.
Yeah.
We'll have this out of the podcast, all right? Oh, great answer, Sam. Okay. Anyway, so hey, top movies 2013, go.
Mud, Upstream Color, The World's End.
Great
movies. I need to like research all this. It's hard to just
actually
think of it.
Upstream Color was awesome. Mud was one of my favorite movies this year. Mm-hmm. Favorite movies of the year. World's End didn't do it for me.
Oh. No.
Was it just the movie from beginning to end, or was it like, oh, it had me until it lost me, or it lost me then it the hole's too big.
Oh man, I don't know.
Okay,
I will say that it did a really those characters that were trying to be unlikable.
Yeah,
they did a great job.
Oh wow!
And then the robot thing, I never got into it.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it ended up in a lot of year end best of lists, and those guys are successful, so who cares?
Yeah.
What else did you like, Sam? Sam, favorite moment of the year? Did you like see a bird land on a whale? Or something, or
I wish
you skydived into a mouth of a shark, or your dad finally made eye contact with you for 3 seconds.
You finally bought a big thing that you had your eye on.
Yeah, you finally became immune to disease.
In total honesty, having a girlfriend is like a pretty new thing for me.
Oh.
So what do you want to?
We're getting the ultimate nerd talk.
You got any JPEGs?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, let me pull them up.
So, hey, when we edit all the garbage out of this episode, yeah. And it's 22 minutes, what do you want to put? Do you want to, like...
I think let's just put a selection of songs.
Okay.
And clips from TV shows. Yeah,
I made some notes. Would you guys like to hear them?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Let me just pull them up. Okay.
Hold on. Let's end the wrap-up real quick. Wrap-up.
Wrap-up. Sad news out of Boston today.
Oh, my God.
That's weird that we put clips in there.
That's weird. It's an audio drop. It was kind of like year-end wrap-up.
Yeah.
It was like, Iran strikes a peace deal or something like that. All right, Sam, where are your notes?
Okay, in case everyone can't tell, Mac and David have a major great chemistry together, and sitting in here with them feels like maybe I'll just be quiet the whole time.
No,
so I prepared. So I prepared some potential talking points.
If I'd say chemistry is the word.
Or the fact that it's routine.
We have a high tolerance for, I don't know, whatever. Go ahead, Sam. I'll self-deprecate later.
So anyway, I made some notes to potential talking points. Mm-hmm. Number one, New Year's resolution, get the nickname World Star.
No.
Oh.
World Star. Okay, number two.
Hold on.
Yeah, let's break these down. Let's unpack them.
World Sam?
I really didn't want to unpack this one too much. It was more.
Okay, fine.
What about Sam Star?
Right. Sam Star?
I like that.
Okay. Okay.
Sam Star.
See, we're here to help, stupid.
I kind of want to call you all the time either Sam Dog or Slam Dog. Would you like either of those over Sam Star?
Slam Dog Millionaire. Sorry, I'll leave now.
Actually, that was on deck.
That was
so do not feel bad.
That was a serious question. Lord, you don't take it seriously.
Number two, athlete who was most influential on you as a kid, memories, and how you think that has affected you as an adult.
Why didn't you bring this up at the top of the show? This is great.
Fucking seriously.
Because of the chemistry thing I prefaced it with.
We talked about Homeland for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's on Showtime.
Paul Walker is dead. He's not coming back.
Yeah.
We wasted time on him.
Oh, my God.
Well, the major reason for this question is because for me, growing up outside of Philadelphia, was Allen Iverson. And like the defining moment was his practice.
Talking
speech,
about practice.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, at the time, you're like,
hold the phone. Is that an Allen Iverson impression? Were you trying to
Let's
get
hear
the,
this.
Trying to get the voice?
Practice.
Is he a chicken in a movie?
Yeah.
That's my Allen Iverson Seinfeld. Practice.
Was he Bagger Vance at some point? What was that?
He was a magical black man. All right, moving on. That was Bagger Vance.
He magically willed the 76ers to
number three. Would you guys like to share yours?
A 1-0 lead.
That's right.
Number three. How many boys have you kissed, Mac?
Oh,
Number four.
Today?
A fair amount.
Number four.
Whatever you decide is fair.
Bigger than a bread box.
Yeah.
Number four, best karaoke medley.
Medley?
No one does medleys.
In an ideal world where Paul Walker's still alive and Homeland through season three was a fantastic show.
Not cool.
What? And you can have a medley at karaoke. What would it be?
See, here's the thing. That's a flawed question because I wouldn't have a medley. I would just belt one song. And that one song is Hey Jealousy by Gin Blossoms.
But karaoke is your chance to take this to the next level.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen me do Hey Jealousy?
No, but I can't wait.
I often choose When We Were Young by The Killers, and I do not have the pipes for it. God, I wish I did. Mm.
I'm that way with Where the Streets Have No Name. I tried that one time and turfed out toward the end, and it was my greatest failure.
I found that I am finely attuned to do Creed songs, which is unfortunate.
Uh-huh.
But I can do a mocking impression of Scott Stapp enough to where it comes across as I'm actually trying.
Yeah. Sam, what karaoke medley are you looking forward
to? Yeah, fine. Begs the question,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you to ask.
Yeah, I know. Dear God, spit it out.
No, I just thought a cool Johnny Cash, Taylor Swift medley hits all my points. Like, I've got the,
give me one
the voice
link.
Of Johnny Cash. The horse kept running. The rider was dead. I hung my head. I hung my head. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Yeah, I can't really back it up. I just really love that dichotomy.
Oh, my God. Wow. You know.
All right, see you guys.
270 is a good number.
Yeah. I think we had a good run.
Time to
walk away.
Yeah. I actually think that medley does have potential in any other environment.
What are your other notes?
Get to them now.
Yes.
That's all I have.
Hey! Sam Malcolm, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Sam, we had a good run.
Yeah.
Sam, where can people go to find out more information about Sam Malcolm?
You can go to samtmalcolm.com and see some stuff I write and some information about me.
Oh, we should have talked about that.
No.
It's actually a really excellent website.
Thank you.
Could you just logline it? Just a quick description.
Give
about
us a synopsis.
Yeah.
I try to write about ways artists can help succeed independently.
Mm.
Right.
It's awesome. Cool. I love it.
Yeah, good job.
But I perform every Friday with Bad Boys. We're a really great improv troupe. We play Friday at 8:30 at Cold Town. And I'm in the Hustle Show.
Yay.
Fantastic sketch show on the second Thursday of every month.
I didn't get Bad Boys because I couldn't care less. But
you were eyeing us like we weren't allowed to talk about that or something.
Yeah.
Rules have changed, Sam.
That's right.
We've gone rogue.
It feels weird to talk about your projects like that.
Don't we know it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we didn't appreciate it when you brought it up. Sam Malcolm, everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much.
World star.
Speaking of, folks, David Hotta does host The Hustle Show, which is the second Thursday of every month at Cold Town Theater. Sketch, stand-up, comedy, variety, and more, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yes, and I host a show called Jazztigrette in Austin, Texas, which is the second and fourth Monday of every month at Spiderhouse Ballroom, the best of Austin stand-up and beyond. Sam Malcolm, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Live long, and let's erase that I said that.
It was pretty good. I might do it again if asked.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, let's keep dreaming for that. World star.
David, how should we close the show?
I think we should close the show by you hitting a game-winning free throw.
Okay. All right, can someone trash talk me?
Here you got nothing. Here you got nothing. Oh, nice free throw.
I kissed your wife in middle school.
You did what? Throw? Oh, I made it anyway! How does he do it? Ladies and gentlemen, how does he do it? So, David, it's almost the holidays. I don't know if you noticed.
What? Shit. I'll be right back.
That's right. Well, Amazon was having a sale. They're like a crazy low sale on the Aliens anthology on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the Alien movies, like Sigourney Weaver. You like these movies, Sam?
They're great.
Yeah. I mean, like Alien and Aliens, those are like two of my favorite movies.
Upper tier? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then Alien 3 and Alien Resurrection, those are also the names of movies.
Uh-huh.
But under $20 or something like that. And so it's like, I'd pay that for, you know, just those first two movies or whatever.
However, I love those two movies, and I have a wobbly couch.
Yeah, that's right. But in the back of the DVD, or excuse me, the back of the Blu-ray box set had this little, like, piece of paper with some really interesting copywriting on the back.
Uh-huh.
So the top line on the back, you can see this right here, it says, on Blu-ray, everyone will hear you scream. What the fuck does that mean?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, it's like, get it? It references the line of that movie, but makes no sense. And then it's like, oh, get ready for a whole new breed of Blu-ray. Trademark.
Wow.
Yeah. Four powerful films, eight thrilling versions together at last.
What?
I know. And then it has, this is the one that got me the most. Over 60 hours of special, blah, 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 all this garbage. Makes this the ultimate Alien movie collection your Blu-ray player has been begging for.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Blu-ray player, I don't know, hit me up.
Yeah, they're burying the lead that my Blu-ray player is sentient now.
Yeah. If my Blu-ray player was begging for this, I wonder what that would sound like.
Hey, Mac. Mac, what's up?
Oh, hey, Blu-ray player. What's going on?
Hey, nothing. Just hanging out. What are you up to?
What?
What are you up to?
I'm just doing some work on my laptop. Can I help you with something?
Oh, no, they're just hanging out. Hey, listen, yeah. are you going to watch your Aliens Blu-rays later?
Not tonight.
Come on. Please?
No, actually, I got a lot of work to do, I'll...
It's just, 8 hours out of your day, just real quick.
Want me to watch all of them?
All right, cut it in half. We'll watch the first two.
No, I got a bunch of work. I'd want to watch them, too. They're great movies.
Let's just watch the second one and then fast forward through the other three.
No, okay.
Please, I have nothing to do today.
Look, I don't want to... No.
Come on, just real quick.
What's going on? Why?
I'll suck your dick.
Oh, my God, what?
I'll suck it. You heard
Excuse
me?
Excuse me?
Come on. If you watch Aliens, Alien 3, and Alien Resurrection, I'll suck your dick.
That's really inappropriate. No.
Yeah, no.
Okay, hold on. How would that even work?
You just open up the disc tray and you stick your dick in there.
I don't think my dick would fit.
We'll make it fit.
Oh, it's gross. Hold on, so the tray is your mouth?
And my genitals.
How does that work?
How does what work?
Well, how do male and female Blu-ray players have sex with just a tray?
There are no female Blu-ray players. We're all dude. It's Blu-ray, not Blu-ray lean.
Okay, all right. So are all Blu-ray players gay then?
Pardon me?
Well, how do you have sex with other Blu-ray players?
Oh, gross. Gross, not cool, man.
What?
I ain't gay. It's Blu-ray, not blue gay.
Okay, stop. Look, if you're not gay, then why are you offering to... S my D.
I'm desperate, man. Jeez, don't fall in love.
Look, I'm not falling in love,
oh,
Blu-ray.
First you asked me to blow you, and now I have to be into it. It's Blu-ray, not blow guys.
Okay, stop.
I play discs, man.
All right, we'll tell you, what if we... I'll watch one.
That's what I wanted the whole time.
Okay. You're so gross.
Put it in me.
Can you get it?
The disc.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You prevert.
Sorry, I don't know. I don't know these things.
Let me see your dick real quick.
Wait, what?
If I have a choice between the disc or your dick, I want to bargain shop real quick. Yeah, put the disc in.
Oh, that's... All right, it's Aliens then. I want to watch the second one.
Fair enough.
Okay.